Dr. Gary Chapman really captured the attention of the world with his book, The Five Love Languages, because they found that when we speak love to other people, it's because it goes in a certain genre, a certain tone, so that people can say, I now feel loved. And it's given the five ways for you to basically ask yourself, how do I want to be loved? Because normally, that's the easiest thing to plot. But then to find out, how do you turn that to loving your partner? Let's look at those five ways. The first one is words of affirmation. If you just love it when people give you compliments and you come alive and you start smiling, you will know that words of affirmation is what sends your love chamber into its full motion. Some people want to hear words of affirmation to feel loved. The second one is quality time. Now, quality time has got two departments, quality activity and quality conversation. Maybe you're the kind of person that just wants to sit and have a quality conversation after work and just wanting the person to say, how was your day? And then for that person to have a quality engagement, quality conversation of how your day really went. Or quality activity. Let's take the dogs and let's go walk around the block and just do something while we spend quality time together. So we have had words of affirmation and quality time. The third one is receiving gifts. Now, of course, we all enjoy receiving a little gift, except if you are a choleric. Yes, the driver type. You're not really crazy about presents. It means nothing. They need to gift you in your personhood. But when it comes to receiving gifts, if it's your love language, man, you will beam. The smallest little present that said, I thought about you while I was away from you, that is receiving love through receiving gifts. If that's you, you'll respond. The fourth one basically is acts of service. If you love it when people do little things for you, they help you make the bed, they pack something for you in your lunchbox, and that makes you feel loved, 10 to 1, acts of service is the love language that makes you blossom. And then lastly, physical touch. That means you always want to just hold your partner's hand, sit closely to them, feel them, sense them. So there's no right and there's no wrong. There's these five love languages, and you just have to decide which one resonates with you. Is it words of affirmation? Is it quality time? Is it receiving gifts? Is it acts of service? Is it physical touch? Choose the top two for yourself. Get a discussion going with your partner. Be honest. And let the love languages speak for itself. Enjoy.